I am writing this urgent message because I was once a witch. I lived by the stars as an astrologer and numerologist, casting horoscopes and spells. I lived in the mysterious and shadowy realm of the occult. By means of spells and magic, I was able to invoke the powers of the controlling unknown and fly upon the night winds transcending the astral plane. Halloween was my favorite time of the year, and I was intrigued and absorbed in the realm of Wiccan witchcraft. All of this was happening in the decade of the 1960s, when witchcraft was just starting to come out of the broom closet. It was during that decade of the 1960s, in the year 1966, that a woman named J.K. Rowling was born. This is the woman who has captivated the world in this year of 2000 with four books known as the Harry Potter series. These books are orientational and instructional manuals of witchcraft woven into the format of entertainment. These four books by J.K. Rowling teach witchcraft. I know this because I was once very much a part of that world. Witchcraft was very different in the 1960s. There were a lot fewer witches, and the craft was far more secretive. At the end of that spiritually troubled decade, I was miraculously saved by the power of Jesus Christ and His saving blood. I was also delivered from every evil spirit that lived in me and was set free. However, as I began to attend fundamental Christian churches, I realized that even their witchcraft had left its mark. Pagan holidays and Sabbats were celebrated as Christian holidays. For example, Christmas, which is actually the birthday of Nimrod and not of Jesus Christ. As time went on, I watched the so-called Christian churches compromising and unifying. I also watched with amazement as teachings from Eastern religions and New Age doctrine began to captivate congregations. It was a satanic setup, and I saw it coming. Illuministic conspirators were bringing forth a one-world religion with a cleverly concealed element of occultism interwoven in its teachings. In order to succeed in bringing witchcraft to the world and thus complete satanic control, an entire generation would have to be induced and taught to think like witches, talk like witches, dress like witches, and act like witches. The occult songs of the 1960s launched the Luciferian project of capturing the minds of an entire generation. In the song Sound of Silence by Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel, we were told of seeds that were left while an entire generation was sleeping, and that the vision that was planted in my brain still remains. Now it is the year 2000. All of the foundations for occultism and witchcraft are in place. The Illuminists have to move quickly, because time is running out. It was the communist revolutionary Lenin who said, "Give me one generation of youth, and I will transform the entire world." Now an entire generation of youth has been given to a woman named J.K. Rowling in her four books on witchcraft, known as the Harry Potter series. As a former witch, I can speak with authority when I say that I have examined the works of Rowling and that the Harry Potter books are training manuals for the occult. Untold millions of young people are being taught to think, speak, dress and act like witches by filling their heads with the contents of these books. Children are obsessed with the Harry Potter books that they have left television and video games to read these witchcraft manuals. The first book of the series, entitled Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, finds the orphan Harry Potter embarking into a new realm when he is taken to Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. At this occult school, Harry Potter learns how to obtain and use witchcraft equipment. Harry also learns a new vocabulary, including words such as Azkaban, Cersei, Draco, Irised, Hermes, and Slytherin, all of which are names of real devils or demons. These are not characters of fiction. How serious is this? By reading these materials, many millions of young people are learning how to work with demon spirits. They are getting to know them by name. Vast numbers of children professing to be Christians are also filling their hearts and minds, while willingly ignorant parents look the other way. The titles of the books should be warning enough to make us realize how satanic and antichrist these books are. The aforementioned title of the first book, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, was a real giveaway. The second book was called Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, while the third book was entitled Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Sadly enough, this blatant witchcraft has been endorsed by well-known and respected Christian leaders. Nothing could be more obvious than that Harry Potter books are pure witchcraft and of the devil. The Christian leaders, however, defend them by saying that good magic always wins and overcomes evil magic. This is the oldest con game ever hatched out of hell. As a real witch, I learned about the two sides of the force. Apparently, so do many Christian leaders. When real witches have sabbats and esbats and meet as a coven, they greet each other by saying blessed be, and when they part, they say the force be with you. Both sides of this force are Satan. It is not a good side of the force that overcomes the bad side of the force, but rather it's the blood of Jesus Christ that destroys both supposed sides of the satanic force. High-level witches believe that there are seven satanic princes and that the seventh, which is assigned to Christians, has no name. In coven meetings, he is called the Nameless One. In the Harry Potter books, there is a character called Voldemort. The pronunciation guide says of this being he who must not be named. On July 8 at midnight, bookstores everywhere were stormed by millions of children to obtain the latest and fourth book of the series known as Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. These books were taken into homes everywhere with a real evil spirit following each copy to curse those homes. July 8th was also the 18th day 36s in numerology from the witch's Sabbat of Midsummer. July 8th was also the 13th day from the signing of the United Religions Charter in San Francisco. Now we have learned that the public school system is planning to use the magic of Harry Potter in the classrooms, making the public schools centers of witchcraft training. What does God have to say about such books as the Harry Potter series? In the Bible, in the book of Acts, we read the following in the 19th chapter, verses 18 to 20, and many that believed came, and confessed, and showed their deeds. Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them, and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. As parents, we will answer to God if we allow our children to read witchcraft books. The word of God will prevail mightily in your life only if such things of Satan are destroyed. This is a true testimony of a former witch.